Are you glad school's out? I mean, you're done. You're getting, you got a busy summer ahead, don't you?
You know, it was a great school year, Rich, and you know, I just feel like you know, you're wrapping up school, and like I said, it was a great school year, and then you're just getting things ready for the summer. Summer's an exciting time. There's a lot going on. It's great to see the kids out being active with, you know, the baseball going on at Felling Field, and you know, a variety of camps that we're going to get into, and you know, it's just a great thing to kind of finish things up, and then be able to get into the summer months. And you know, there's a lot going on in McCook, which we really appreciate all the different organizations that put things on in McCook to keep the kids busy and active during the summer and keeping them around their friends. I think that's the biggest thing when you're in the school year. Even myself, having one in the public school now, they're around their friends every day, and so when school gets out, it's always important to find, you know, avenues and things to keep them around their buddies and having a great summer.
You're going to be kicking off your busy summer with your youth camp kicking off again on Monday.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, Rich. It's here. We're excited. You know, we get to that month of May and start getting, you know, well before that. But, you know, as we start getting into the month of May, start getting our older players start checking out equipment, and there's just excitement in the air. You know, when you get to that May date and in the summertime, the kids are excited. But then obviously we start getting into what we call our camp season. So next week we'll bring our older players in the morning, Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 10 for our team install camp. And then right after that, we'll have our youth camp, which we're really excited about. We have had a great sign-up participation rate already, but we would really love to get some more kids out there. We always want to get as many as we can out there just to be around the kids. It's a great camp. We feel really proud of the camp that we put on. You know, we try to jam as much football in as we can in 4 days next week, Monday through Thursday. And so I think it's important to make sure that if you haven't gotten signed up, please don't hesitate to show up on Monday between 10 and 10:30 and get signed up. That camp runs from 10:30 to noon Monday through Thursday next week, and that's grades 1st through 8th, so the grade that the kids are going into next school year, so it's a wide range of grade levels. We do that on purpose to just get kids involved. We say it all the time, we want to be involved with the kids in the summer in our football program, our Bison football family, as we say. So we're really proud of the amount of signups we have so far, but we really encourage anybody that hasn't signed up yet to go ahead and get a registration in, and we'll look forward to those 4 days next week. And as we say, we have our older players in the morning for their camp. But what is really impactful is those kids, a ton of our high school players stick around and help out with our youth camp, which really makes it impactful and something the kids remember who attend that camp. Me and a couple other coaches yesterday were spending some time airing up all the footballs that we get that we can't do without our sponsorships, Acme Printing Company, MNB, Community Hospital, and McCook Family Medicine PC, that help us with the camp overall. But with that sponsorship, each participant leaves with a pretty cool football. And, you know, just talking with parents over the years that had their kids participate in our football camp, you know, we want the kids to go out and throw the footballs around and get them all kind of scuffed up, showing that they're using them. But some of them actually say they kind of become kind of a showpiece because they're kind of cool. They are really cool and personalized. And we're just really excited about that camp next week, Rich. It's hard to believe that it's here. We're looking forward to it. And so that'll kick off on Monday.
Yep, and then after that, not until July, but it'll be here sooner than later. The forms are still out for MFL as well.
You know, really excited about the amount of pre-registrations we have from a McCook Football League, which will be coming up in July. I know we're not even to June yet. It's coming here in a couple days. But before you know it, it'll be July, and We're having our equipment checkout on July 6th for McCook Football League, and that's for grades 5th through 8th. And that's a full contact league for 3 weeks. We always talk about it being a staple. It's in Southwest Nebraska. Obviously, it's opened up to our kids in McCook, but then the kids in the surrounding areas. We have a handful of kids from the surrounding communities that come in and play in that league, and just really excited about that as well. I constantly have parents and kids that talk about not only our youth camp but the league in July. It's just always fun to get those things off and rolling. And you know, once again, we can't do it without our sponsorships, and the backbone of our league, McCook Football League, is Community Hospital Sports Medicine, that is the backbone of that league and allows us to keep that going year after year. And so we're really pleased with the pre-registrations we have so far for McCook Football League. It's coming up in July. It'll be right around the corner, right after that July 4th date. And so, we have brochures around the community, at the schools. I know the schools are closed now, but the offices are open during the week if you want to pick one up, or at the radio station, KICX, McCook Lettering, the sports shop, or my cell number at 308-737-1748. I have people calling me, texting me, how do I get a brochure? And so we do everything we can to make sure we get that in your hand and can get your kids signed up.
When is your team are you going back to Hastings for your team camp? Is that right?
We actually changed it up this year, Rich. We're going to bring in a college out of Friends University. We did some things through the off season. We spend a lot of time as coaches, clinicking with other programs and traveling around. And, we've gone to Hastings for a long time. We just decided this summer to change it up a little bit. So we're going to bring a college in. It's going to be the same dates, that June 8th and 9th. The coach is Terry Harrison out of Friends University. They're going to come in and put in a skills camp for us. So we're going to have our team camp next week, first through the fourth, and then we're going to bring in that college staff. So it won't just be him, but it'll be a couple other coaches. And we've done things like that in the past when we've brought in Shattern State. There are years we brought in Doan College and things like that. So, we just took a little different direction this summer, and nothing really in particular, just felt like, through the off season and clinicking and traveling around, we really were pleased with the things that this particular program does, technique and fundamental wise, and we felt like that would really benefit our kids. We obviously feel like Hastings is a great camp, and we love going there, and saying that we'll be back there sometime again, but for this summer, that's going to be our camp schedule.
And then, of course, we get ready for a couple of All-Star games. You and Ben are going to be involved coaching up at Scott's Bluff here in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Guys are going to start reporting for those things. And not only do we check out the equipment and all the things for our returning players, our incoming freshmen, and then our sophomores through to be seniors that are going to be for 2026. But we also get some guys checked out gear that are going to represent our program in these All-Star games, which we're very proud of. We're very pleased. We're really excited for these individuals that are going to represent our program one last time. Coming up next week on Saturday will be the Shrine Bowl. And so Tristan Campbell and Oliver Corbett will be representing us in the Shrine Bowl. And so they'll be reporting probably here on Sunday, tomorrow, and we'll be practicing for a week. And obviously the Shrine Bowl is a very, very prestigious all-star game in the state of Nebraska. And we've just been really proud of the representation that we've had over the years from our program. And so no more fitting than Tristan Campbell and Oliver Corbett, what they've meant to us, and not just our program, but what they've shown on the field, and their production on the field was very obvious. And the coaches from the South squad, which is the team that we will be represented on, selected those two individuals. So they have their gear. They're ready to rock and roll. They'll be practicing for a week, and then that game will be on Saturday next week at at Kearney, UNK's football stadium, and it'll be televised on TV. And I'll be looking to make the trek over there, and so just excited to watch those guys in that All-Star game. It's a great experience. It's for a great cause. Obviously, the Shriner Hospitals and things like that just bring even deeper meaning to that. And then following up the next week. You know, we have our camp this week and the Shrine Bowl, capping that off on Saturday, and then we wrap around the next week. Like I said, we'll bring a college staff in for a skills camp, and then that Tuesday, Coach Ben Vitrosky and myself will be heading up to Scotts Bluff for the Western Nebraska All-Star Game, and just very pleased we were able to get five players from our graduating seniors, and Trey Tiller, Miles Pullman, Gabe Roberts, Tristan Campbell, and Oliver Corbett. From our program to go represent us in the Western Nebraska All-Star Game up in Scotts Bluff, and I'll be the head coach for that, and Ben's going to be an assistant along with Brendan Geyer out of Perkins County and Michael Sandstrom out of Shattern. Really enjoyed that process, the selection process, you know, getting your roster formulated. We actually are on the West side, the West squad this year. They did some adjustments with moving the boundary lines a little bit more east, so Kearney got into play, and so Coach Cool, Brandon Cool over at Kearney, is the head coach for the east squad. Looking forward to that. We'll head up there Tuesday, Ben and I, and then we'll practice for 3 days, Wednesdays through Friday, and then the game is on Saturday in the morning, and so we're excited to have those five guys going with us from McCook, but then there's a lot of representation from around the area for the West squad, which we'll be coaching and manning. And it was only a couple years ago that I went up there with Coach Jeff Gross, and you know, we had guys like Adam Duggar, Jacob Gomez Wilson, Lucas Gomez Wilson, Eli Kaler, and that was a really fun experience. So to come to full circle a couple years later, and then be asked to be the head coach of that team, and then be able to bring my brother Ben along with me. It's going to be a special week. It's going to be a jam. But we're really looking forward to it. It's been a great ride to this point to get everything kind of lined up, and so we'll go out there and be excited to coach and compete in that All-Star game as well.
That's what your summers are all about, aren't they?
You know, it's just everybody asks, you know, any. You know, what's summer like? It's just a different kind of busy, but it's, you know, you really don't look at it that way. It's exciting to have our camp schedule. It's exciting to get the weight room off and rolling in the summer. McCook Football League. We also have weightlifting sessions for our junior high athletes. There's just a lot of things in the summer that keeps you around the kids. You know, as I said before, my kids are getting a little bit older, so they're getting involved in the youth activities. We're in youth baseball right now. So there's a lot of really positive things going on in McCook, and you really don't realize that. You know, you do realize it, but then as you get older kids, my own kids, you start realizing just how special McCook is and the different things that the organizations do in McCook to keep kids active, keep kids around each other, and continuing to build those relationships, and you know, most importantly, being in a team atmosphere. You know, I think that's one of the biggest messages about being involved in all these different things, is being on a team and working together, and understanding how important that is, and just being a part of something is always a really impactful thing and a value for kids as they get older and mature and things like that. It's crazy. The summer goes fast, and before you know it, it'll be July 4th, and then next thing you know, you'll blink and it'll be August again. But summer's a great time. We just love being around the kids. We love having opportunities to continue to get to know the kids and keep them active in the summer, and not just us, but a ton of different organizations in McCook, which I just really want to give a shout out to and really appreciate all the things that there's a lot of things that go into making those all of those activities go, and so just really appreciated that.
Thanks for coming in, big guy. I know we'll be talking a lot during the summertime.
Yeah, Rich, really appreciate all the time. promoting the different things we got going in the summer and all that you do. And like I said, we're really looking forward to kicking that off next week on Monday, June 1st. That'll be a four-day youth camp. If you don't happen to be signed up yet, please don't hesitate to show up on Monday around 10, 10:30. We'll have registrations available